I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like 15 Mack trucks rolling down the turnpike, trying to get through one easy pass, baby. Welcome to the greatest hour of your life. Hold on, we're having
technical diff. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you just got or didn't get, but hey, welcome to your weekly vaccination of awesome every single week right here on 1520 WCHE. That's Wango, Charlie, Hayford, Elephant. Wachee! We are giving you an hour, dropping it like it's hot, coming at you with freaking fire, baby. Come in here on purpose because I want you to win, and I want you to join me every Thursday right here on WCHA 1 to 2 Eastern Time. We've been getting calls past couple weeks. This is a brand new show. This is my third week doing this. I've been told that the caller volume has been ridiculous. I've been getting mad love on my social media, which reminds me, Get Up Army, I want you to connect with me. Follow me. Let's talk to each other, baby, because that's going to be intertwining with a lot of the show today. So if you're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, hit me up. It's Mark. Mark with the C. As a matter of fact, I just talked to my mom last week, and my mom said, "Would you just change your name to a K already?" And I said, "Mother, the damage is already done." So it's Mark Hayford, Mark with the C. Go follow me out there. You can email me, getup@markhayford.com. DM me, PM me, bake brownies, come over for lunch, come to the studio, whatever you want, baby. And this is new. Just got on Twitter, which is a hot mess. And every day on SoundCloud, Bree's back. Bree's working the board. She's laughing at me. Yeah, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people I'm connected with on all social media platforms and on Twitter. I'm like, Bree.
Yeah, Twitter's a rough one.
I mean, there's like, I think I follow three people and maybe one and a half follow me. I don't know what's happening.
It'll build.
I tweeted.
What's your Twitter handle? You're at.
Let's not get crazy, Bree. No? Let's not get crazy. I'm pretty sure it's Mark Hayford. There's like an underscore in there or something. Yeah. Yeah, whatevs. But
you gotta
anyway.
Let the people know.
Yeah, all right. I'll work on that for you guys at the break. We're gonna figure out where you can find me on Twitter so I can rock your socks, baby. Hey, every day on SoundCloud, we have the Get Up podcast. So you can go follow me out there. But listen, today's show, I am so excited. I am like chomping at the bit. I'm foaming like a freaking rabid dog because I want to get in here and I want to give you an entire hour of mindset, of winning attitude. And listen, if you want to call in right now, you got something you want to get off your chest, you want to love me, you want to hate me, you want to fight me, you want to hug, bro, come on, call right now. 610-701-9243. We're taking live calls. We're bombarded on social media, and I'm going to get to that right now. But once again, 610-701-9243. All right, I'm ripping into this. So I've had a lot of people, and I want to thank you for all the love, Get Up Army, for reaching out. Some people wanted to stay anonymous. Some people didn't. So first off, I got Bill the Hammer. Bill's reaching out to me, and Bill is listening live right now at the Collegeville Bakery. So I want to give big ups to everybody there baking bread and whatever else is going on at the Collegeville Bakery. Listen, Bill asks me this. He says, why is it important to eat the frog? Now, why is the guy from the bakery talking about eating a freaking frog? What is he, what's he talking about? Okay, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that. Bill is talking about I believe it's 2007. It's a book by the author Brian Tracy. And he wrote this book called Eat the Frog. And the whole premise of the book, it's pretty much about like stopping procrastination. And we are masters at this, aren't we, as people? We seriously do not want to get at it. We'd rather take the easy route. We want to be like water. We want to flow out of the way of whatever's in the way, okay? So that procrastination thing, it's contagious, it's infectious, and then it weighs heavy on us. And that's what eating the frog is about. So the whole idea is this. It's an old saying, right? So the first thing is, if you were to wake up in the morning and the very first thing you were to do would be to eat a live frog, that's freaking disgusting. I didn't say frog legs, yo. I said a live frog. Who wants to do that? Not me. Okay. Nobody. So That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. It's attacking it. It's waking up and getting at it and doing the absolute worst thing, whatever that Goliath is in your life. I don't know what that is. Is it call the bill collector and figure it out? Is it get on that treadmill because that's what you're trying to get at? Is it, I don't know what it is for you, but that's the whole the idea and theory behind eating the frog. It's getting up and doing the crap that you don't want to do, that fills you with disdain, and get it over with. Because once you do that, two things happen. There's a shift in your mindset. Number one, you just accomplished something really big. And guess what you're going to be? On a roll. You're on a roll, baby. So you're going to go to the next thing and the next thing. Who knows? You might even make your bed. How great is that? Okay. So you eat the frog, you get it out of the way. The second part of that, it feels good. Remember when you were a kid and you had that book report or whatever was due? Actually, I know a lot of high school kids do listen to this. So I'm talking to you guys right now in high school, you have your book report due and you let it just kind of linger for like, you know, you're given 3 weeks and you wait to the 2.5 point of this whole journey. And now you got like 2 days left and you got to finish this book and pull it together and make it sound good and hope for a C+, and you're sweating and losing sleep and it's annoying. Why? Just eat the frog. Eat the frog. Get it over with. How about the times when you did get that book report and what you did was you attacked it and you got it done, or you had the test coming up next week and you studied right off the bat and everything else was gravy, baby. It was nice and easy and you got to watch everyone else sweat because they didn't eat the frog. So that's why that's important. You know, successful people do not try to do everything. They focus on their most important tasks and get them done. That's part of success. How about this? Frank Sinatra doesn't move the piano. He sings, okay? Sinatra freaking sings. So it's a lot of that. It's about just focusing on what's important, what's the big bad wolf, going at it, taking it on, shave the wolf, baby, and then get on with your day. And if you do nothing else the rest of the day, you got that one thing done. So Bill, thank you for the question. And I'm proud of you, man, because Bill is all about the personal growth. He's constantly scratching, crawling, doing whatever. Man, I got a, let me see. This one was from my Facebook, and it's from Tiffany in Florida. And Tiffany asks, how do you get yourself up when you're having a bad day or a bad moment? Well, that's a great question, because we all have bad days. We all have bad moments. And I think the answer to this is perspective, right? You got to have perspective, because let's say something goes on that's kind of crappy. Well, you can't let the 5 minutes ruin the other 23 hours and 55 minutes, right? And I think it's about changing your state. And I think it's about being aware and hypersensitive of the state, where you're at, and what's going on. I mean, for some people, there's different things. Some people like to sing out loud. Some people will buy themselves flowers or ice cream. Some people will do something to cheer themselves up. But if we're not talking about like a fender bender or something really bad happening in your day, and we're just talking about getting in a bad mood or you're not feeling it or things are just not going right, you know, the law of attraction, friends, that's not BS. That's an actual thing. And I think many people would agree, I know physicists would, that when there's constant this negative, and it's happening, and then you're in traffic, and the person gives you dirty looks, and you get into an argument with this person, and you're just, man, the dog pees on the rug. Are you kind of putting that energy out there? Is it coming back to you? You know, you're going to get what you project. You're going to give to live, right? And I just kind of feel like some of the same people constantly have problems all the time, and they vomit it all over their social media, right? And you see it. And that's not this person who wrote to me. This isn't Tiffany in Florida. But I think when you're having a bad day or a bad moment, a good recipe to break out of that is to be aware that it's happening to you. I got a good friend, a former roommate from the Air Force when I was stationed in Korea, and we were talking about it. He's a physical therapist and just moved to Washington. And he was talking about how one day, a couple weeks ago, he was just, it was rotten, man. It was just the next thing after the next thing after the next thing, you know, in his clinic. And then this went down and this happened and whatever. And he caught himself and he realized it because he was just getting in a funk. And he was like, wait a minute. He's like, I'm actually in control of this. Like, I'm the boss. Because people, you're the freaking hammer, you're the nail, period. Like, that's it. You make a choice. You're the hammer or the nail. You're not just like existing to exist. And he realized that. And he said, people must have thought I was freaking nuts because here I am driving through traffic, just smiling and laughing. Like, he intentionally did it. He said his energy shifted, his day shifted, and he got on and things picked up. And things didn't just pick up. At the end of the day, it was a great day. So it's just about being conscious of that. So Tiffany, I hope that helps. Tiffany in Florida. We're not even 10 minutes in the show, Bree. I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm ready to go. And I got more too. I got a lot of more. I'm bombarded. I'm going to try to get, before the first break, I want to get as many questions in as I can. Again, if you're trying to get in on the phone lines, it's 610-701-9243. I want to go to my Instagram. And I got a, is it a DM or a PM? Direct message, yeah. I got DM'd. Yeah. It's a DM. Yeah. All right. So I got DM'd by Dan. And we're not going to give Dan's last name. Dan has a really interesting question. Dan from Chester County. Okay. And I feel like Dan's going through stuff right now. Dan says, how do you address feeling totally overwhelmed when you're trying to learn something totally new? Okay. All right, Dan, here's the deal. Totally overwhelmed learning something totally new. Well, okay. We were given limits. We're all given limits. From the time that we were able to, before we were able to crawl, we're given limits. We're told no. We're told how much. You have to ask permission to even use the bathroom, for goodness sakes, okay, in these institutions we've been raised in. And I think we don't see that we're limitless. And I want to shift your perspective for a second here, man. Because if you're feeling totally overwhelmed about learning something totally new, that's understandable, right? I'm sure most listeners would agree to that. But let's talk about this. Do you realize that your entire life has been about learning something new? Constantly. You were constant. If you're the most oblivious person in the planet who hates education, personal growth, or anything, you have to understand for at least a decade, almost every day you've learned something totally new. It was called school because you didn't know even how to spell algebra till they taught it to you. And science, what's that? And history, yeah, you can learn it. There is so much we're capable of. I have a friend who is a neuroscientist. We're talking to dude be smart, okay? Okay. And we have conversations where I pretty much just listen because what am I going to say? Hey, how you doing? How about them Eagles? No, I'm going to let the doctor talk, right? And he explained to me how in today's day and age with our brains are so powerful and they're actually limitless. We used to say, you know, I'll kill your brain cells, or they used to think that you are only capable of learning so much because your brain is lined with these things called neurons. And we used to think they could die off or they're limited or wonk, 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 whatever. Well, today, with the technology we have, with the knowledge we have, and I'm sure there's more coming, but at this day and age, we realize that your brain is constantly looking to rewire itself. Your brain is constantly craving to learn every single day. To the twilight of your life. That means you could be a 95-year-old great-grandmother right now and you can learn Spanish. You can play the piano. You can do anything. Your brain wants to up to the twilight of your life. It's craving it and we don't feed it. So I think you have to understand if you're feeling totally overwhelmed because you're learning something new, I think you should put the perspective on. Not that you need to be overwhelmed, but you need to be excited because this something new that you're going to learn can change the game and you're more than capable of doing it. Your entire life has led up to this point. You've been groomed to learn something new. And we have this new thing, which is your greatest weapon besides your brain. It's called the World Wide Web. Okay. Okay. I mean, today, like I'm the most least handy person, you know, but I can Google anything and figure out how to fix drywall. I'm sorry I said that right now, as my wife will want me to do that, but that's the fact of the matter. Like, you are capable of anything, you are limitless. And I think if you are feeling overwhelmed, that is more of those limitations that we've been groomed with them, bro. You got to break through that. You got to accept the fact that you are able. You are capable and you are able. And I hope that helps and gives a little perspective. And I'm going to try to get one more on here. And this one was actually a text. And this is a little wordy, but it's very important. And this is from Steve. And Steve is listening live from the great state of New Jersey. Jersey! All right. Bree loves when I scream Jersey. Okay. Steve writes, how do you approach maintaining the mindset? It's easy to be positive and work out and to be consistent when everything's going well. But what about when the mood turns, when the ex is being a problem, when you're broke, etc.? It's really easy to get lazy and make excuses to take the day off. It's too hot to run today. I'm tired from work. I'm not going to the gym tonight. And fall into the easy way out, even when you realize that it's happening. Asking for a friend. LOL. All right. Steve, hey, man, thank you for the honesty. Thank you for the rawness of your question. And here's what I think about this. You're absolutely right. And I'm writing about this in my third book. Here's the thing. There's this big battle that's been going on with all these self-acclaimed gurus out there that are saying that motivation is crap. Motivation's garbage because motivation doesn't last. Motivation wears off. Motivation doesn't last. And here's the thing. Well, either does bathing, right? That's what Jim Rohn said. That's why we recommend it daily, okay? You know, it doesn't last Christmas morning, but I freaking love it for the past 48 years of my life. Do you know what doesn't last? Garbage pickup day, but they better do their job when they come on Wednesdays, okay? So nothing ever lasts, but being motivated is important. Discipline is important. Tenacity is important. Mindset, attitude, it's all important ingredients. But here's what you got to understand. You need to plug into something and have it part of your daily regimen because that is what builds it. See, this isn't like there's just one hit and that's it. You know, I'm a head football coach. We're going to get into that in the whole second half of the show because I got stories for days, y'all. But I'm going to tell you this. When we teach our players to block, it's not one big hit like you're blowing your opponent up and then you're just moving up. No. You want to be like the fly at the barbecue. You want to be in their face and when you're blocking, you want to be the annoying presence in chop, 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 and never stop. You just want to be on them to the whistle. That's how this works. Every single day, you got to chip away. You got to invest in yourself. I said it before. I'll say it again. We're swimming in a sea of negativity, friends. That's why we're here in the Get Up Power Hour every week. And it's about plugging into stuff that's going to fill you up every single day. So it's more than just being positive and rah-rah and puppies and rainbows and freaking lollipops. It's about science. It's about consistency. We are in this microwave mentality. We want stuff instantaneously. You got to crockpot that, yo. And you need to constantly, every day, have it as part of your regimen. I think they say the average is 3 weeks to create a habit, good or bad. You know, and again, I go back to Dan from Chester County. His question, it's the same thing. It's basically creating this where every single day you can get yourself going, or maybe it was Tiffany's question, where every single day you can get yourself going, but you got to build. It's the compound effect. You can't just wake up one day, show up and be fabulous, bro. You got to be on point and you got to stay motivated, even in increments. Motivation does wear off. And thank goodness, because if it doesn't, we would never sleep. Woo! That's the first shot of awesome for your week here in the Get Up Power Hour. We're going to take a break real quick, hear from some of the awesome sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story that had people hating me on social media yesterday. Don't go anywhere. It's Mark, 1520 WCHE. Welcome back to the greatest hour of attitude, mindset, tenacity, positivity. I'm Mark right here at 1520 WCHE on the Get Up Power Hour, baby. We did not come to play. Looking to change some lives, make things happen. Wow. That first break, man, I try to get as many as I can, answer as many questions, and I am so thankful for you guys. I have big, fat hearts of love for you, Get Up Army. If I was a baker, I would bake you brownies, but I'm not. Now, I got to tell you guys this crazy story, and this actually happened yesterday, but I'm going to, let me take a second here, and I'm going to set the stage and everything, okay? All right. Now, you know what? I'm going to ask Bree something really quick. Bree, if you want to jump on the mic here.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you a Star Wars nerd? I'm sorry, fan?
I've never seen Star Wars,
Shut
and I get
up.
A lot of flack for it, yes.
Seriously?
Or Star Trek. I haven't seen either.
Yeah, but okay.
I know.
There's 47 Star Wars. There's more than Rocky movies, and you haven't seen one?
I know. I've seen all the Rockies, though. No, I haven't. I just haven't seen them. Like, I'm not opposed to them. I don't know.
Bree, off the mic.
I know. Okay. Fair.
Who hasn't seen Star Wars? I question if she's American, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Yes. No, she's... All right. We're going to get you on Star... Anyway. Well, okay. I'm not sure which Star Wars it is. Okay. It's one of them. And I mean, I was a kid. I had brown feathered hair. I had a lunchbox. And I think I was listening to Bon Jovi. I'm not sure. But it's the one where Han Solo... Okay, it's the second one. There's a point to this, all right? Han Solo is captured by the bad guys, and Princess Leia is captured, and it's this moment towards the end. And spoiler alert for people like Brie. Can't imagine there's another one like her out there.
It's only been like 20 years.
35.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, at the end of this movie, Han Solo becomes frozen. And this is kind of a cool story. The line, Princess Leia looks at him and says... I love you. And the response from Han Solo back to Princess Leia says, I love you too. And then he gets frozen. Okay. But when Harrison Ford admittingly read the script, he said, well, my character, Han Solo, would not say, well, I love you too, or love you, whatever, because he was kind of like cocky, arrogant, you know, whatever. He had the whole thing going on with his swag, right? So... what he did, he ad-libbed the scene, and it's a scene that stayed in the movie because the director was like, oh, that's money, right? She goes, you know, I love you. And he goes, I know. And then he's frozen until the Jedi returns, Return of the Jedi, in 1983 or something. Okay. So, I'm not trying to be like Han Solo. However, this is going to come together before the next break, but I want to ask you guys something, and here's what I want to ask you. We all have these inside voices. So what are we saying when we talk to ourselves? What are the things that we run in our mind about ourselves? How do we view ourselves? How are we, what are our inside voices saying? Because this is very important if you're looking to be successful or crush a goal or move forward in life or whatever it is. It's what you say to yourself is very important. And I find that so many people say terrible things to themselves that you wouldn't have the guts to say to someone else's face, but you're going to say these negative things to yourself. Now, there's some statistics that have been out there, and I'll be somewhat liberal with them, but the average person has 60,000 thoughts every day. The average person, not even trying to. Should I wear the black shoes or the brown shoes? I'm going to flush the toilet. I'm going to wash my hand. I'm going to dry my hand. I'm going to turn the door handle. I'm going to do this. Oh, there's Bree at the water cooler. I'll say hi to her. Oh, there's Jay at the water cooler. He's going to want to talk about the Eagles, but the Eagles lost, so I don't want to talk to Jay. So I'm going to go that way. I mean, like, whatever. Like, it's just constant. So 60,000 is the average that they figured out, whoever they are. Okay. Now, out of that 60,000, this is kind of crazy. 95% of those thoughts are the exact same thoughts that you thought yesterday, because we run in the same circles, networks, schedules, right? Usually you're sleeping in the same place unless you travel all the time for business. You're waking up in the same place. You live with the same people or by yourself. You go to the same job or school. You take the same routes to get there back and forth. You have routines. So many of these thoughts and actions that we have are so similar, up to 95% every day. Now, here's the kicker. Of the 95% of those thoughts, 80% of that is negative. It's freaking negative. It's negative. And there's so many reasons for this, and it's so interesting. Let's work backwards. Working backwards, it's what we're seeing right now. I mean, stop scrolling in the freaking social media. Like, there's so much crap and garbage out there. Do you know when I listen to the news? I'll tell you. When I sit here in this chair and I'm ready to rock it, And this microphone's ready to go live. That's when I'm hearing the news. Other than that, if it's that important, I'm going to find out about it. Everything's wonk, 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 negative, death, this, that. The music. Look, I own a DJ company. I've been DJing for 20-something years. I love music, but the music is so bad. I mean, bad. There's bad. The edited stuff is bad. You know, so I'll do a Sweet 16 or something, or I'll, you know, if I'm going to do a wedding and I'll get, hey, so just make sure, you know, we can't have cursing. I'm like, look, I got edited versions. You know, of course there's no cursing, but I'm pretty sure Cardi B's edited version is worse than anything Madonna has ever said. Okay? Okay. Because Like a Virgin cannot hold a candle to Cardi B, who encourages people to steal from yard sales or whatever she does. Okay? Okay. So you know, it's music, it's the movies, it's online, it's you know, all it's just all this stuff that's going to, I'm getting texts blowing up at the Cardi B, ha ha ha, LOL, okay, all right, get up, Army. I see you out there, my peeps. So here's the thing. We're wired negative, and now let's go back to your earliest memories. Yo, we're going deep here at the halfway point of the Get Up Show, okay? Your earliest memories were, you were told no. You were told no. I do this when I do live events and I speak, you know, motivational speaking and all that. By the time the average person's 18 years old, you've heard the word no 50,000 times. No, don't grab that. That's hot. No, Timmy, get off the table. Can I have a cookie? No. Can I sleep over Jimmy's house? No. Hey, Bree, want to go to the prom? Right? No. Hey, girl, y'all want to? Security! Right? Constantly, no, 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 no. Hey, can I have a raise? Hell to the no, okay? It's like a Meghan Trainor song. No, 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 no. We just hear no all the time. It's constant negative. So there's no crazy wonder why we, unless we are on purpose, and that's what a lot of those questions in the front part of the show were asking about. What if you get in this mood? How do you get over this mindset? How do you keep going? How do you blah, 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 blah? I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Okay, Bree, all my single friends keep texting me, okay? Hey, you go to my Facebook in about an hour after the show, I'll post a picture of me and Bree, and I'll do it on the Instagram too, okay?
They want to know what I look like.
They want to know what you look, some of these single guys. I mean, I'm trying to get deep here. I'm talking mindset, Get Up Army. Don't worry about Bree. Making her blush. Let her do her job, Get Up Army.
6'2", long legs.
I mean...
Jeez. You'll know why that's funny in a second.
Because she's so not 6'2". Okay. Bree will never dunk. But no. You're limitless, but...
I can dunk on a 6-foot hoop.
The only dunk she knows is donuts, okay?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, baby.
Dunkaroos.
All right, so let's go. We're talking this negative mindset. We're talking... Dunkaroos. So we're talking this. So I got some hate on my... Not hate. Well, I got one text that was like, wonk, wonk, wonk. And I know, this whole back end of the show, we're going to talk winning mindset, okay? All right, I'm taking my hat off for this one because this is, I'm just like sweating now. All right. I'm a head football coach. Yesterday we had back-to-back games. We have an 8th grade game. We have a 7th grade game. So my wife sends me a text. My wife, Christina, who's in New York with my daughter today, who's doing a modeling event. And yesterday, and I posted this text because I thought it was pretty cool. And I wanted to be able to use it as an example. And what I thought would happen is exactly what will happen. And I put it out. Well, she texted me and she said, good luck today, my love. You're going to win today because you're a winner. Now, I ain't trying to be like Han Solo, but my response to her was, thank you, my love. I know. I know. I'm not showing up to lose. I'm sweating now. We've been on that field since mid-August. We've been watching film since last season ended. We show up on purpose. On purpose. Like, not maybe, I hope, I guess. I walk around, and I think you should too. I'm going to encourage this. With theme music in your head. When you walk into a room, you need to hear... Maybe not the A-Team, whatever. I'd say maybe the Star Wars theme, but Brie doesn't even know what that is. It's not her fault. Maybe she was raised wrong. I don't know. But here's what we need to understand. What you're saying to yourself is important. Oh, and then I put the hashtags. Hashtag lots of love. Hashtag focus. This is the important one. Hashtag never cocky, always confident. There is a big difference between cocky and confident. And people do not like winners. They don't. There's that old saying where, you know, everybody loves a winner. That's a load of garbage. Nobody loves a winner. I'll prove it to you right now. Right now. You ready? Okay. I'm broadcasting live right here on WCHE, Chester County, Pennsylvania. We're in Westchester. We're right by the university here. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that most people, if they are football fans, they're Philadelphia Eagle football fans. Yeah, you always get the little gutterbug Dallas Cowboys fans. is that you? Okay, no.
I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay, yeah, because you made it. You winced when I said that. Like, yeah. Ooh, yeah, okay.
Sickos.
But the sickos. Talk about being raised wrong. Okay, no, but I'm going to get it. I have a whole point on this, okay? So you have you know, have some, everywhere there's some Patriots fans because they win, and Dallas Cowboy fans, and you get some, whatever, some Giant fans here. I actually am probably the only Denver Bronco fan because I was raised on John Elway, so I'm like irrelevant.
It's harmless. Yeah.
It's harmless. It doesn't matter, right. It's like when you go to a buffet and they put celery in the buffet, like nobody's eating the celery.
It's cute.
It's cute. Yeah. It's there for garnishing. Like nobody really cares about the celery. I'm the celery when it comes to football teams, okay? You can't hate me. You don't love me. You don't care. I'm irrelevant. Okay. So, how about that for an analogy, get up, Army? So, now I'm thinking about food. Dunkin' Donuts, celery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
All right. You're always
Anyone
hungry.
Anyone want to bring food?
I'm going to bring you pizza next time. I am. Okay. So, here's the whole thought process, though, okay? When you got these Eagle fans, and the Eagles were playing the Patriots 2 years ago, or whatever it was, in the Super Bowl, I actually had Cowboy fans say, I hate to say this, rooting for the Eagles. There were some Giants fans going, hate to say this, rooting for the Eagles. Why? Because the Eagles were playing the Patriots. And then the Eagles won. And the whole country celebrated except that one little part up in the Northeast. Now, why is that? Are they all Eagles fans? No. Because we don't, but the Patriots win all the time. They've been to 10 Super Bowls, I think it is. They're going, Brady and Belichick twisting his maniacal evil mustache is going for the seventh ring as we speak. And people hate the Patriots. But wait a minute, though. Everybody loves a winner, so why do we hate the Patriots? Do they win too much? But I thought everybody loves a winner. So what is it? The reason everybody went bonkers when the Eagles won the Super Bowl isn't because everybody loves a winner. Everybody loves an underdog when they win. Brie, which movies did you see?
In regards to, you gotta give me something here.
Rocky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You saw the Rockies.
Oh, the underdog, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't see Star Wars.
No.
Because Luke Skywalker slaying
people. Because I like the underdogs.
Everybody likes the underdogs. As a matter of fact, that's how they marketed themselves. They sold underdog masks, for goodness sakes, right? Do you own one?
I do not, no.
Okay.
But I was in Philly for the night they won it all.
Were you?
Best night of my life, hands down.
See, here we go.
Yeah.
But she's an Eagles fan. But my point is, even if there were people who weren't Eagles fan, Baltimore Raven fans were like, they beat the Patriots. Well, why do you hate the Patriots so much? And you're going to hear it because they cheat, because they do this, whatever. They're arrogant. They're whatever. Or do they have a winning mindset? You know, when I responded to my wife and I said, thank you, my love, I know. What I meant was, I'm not trying to like put that all over, and I don't walk around like that in bravado. But in my mind, I'm playing to win. I think you need to start playing to win. I think you have to expect to win. You have to will yourself to win. You have to, you can't go in with doubt in your mind. Anytime I've ever accomplished anything which somebody would look at as a success in my life, it's been through believing it. Like literally seeing myself as that, which in a few minutes after the next break, I'm going into that hardcore to put a bow on that. But this whole thing about everybody loves a winner. Think about the winners in your life for a minute. Okay. Now think about, and when I say the winners, I'm not talking on the football field, maybe, but I'm talking about who's got all the money, who has a big home, who has great relationships. Who walks in the room and everybody just gravitates towards them because they have such great energy? Who are the people that just constantly are you know, helping out with the boards, and they're on this, and they're in the, you know, the it circles, and they're the pretty people and all that? I'm not talking about fake people that are doing it for show, and I'm not talking about being materialistic. I'm talking about people that just seem to win. They have these great lives. Why is that? Do we hate them? Because I think we need to not hate them. I think we need to not just respect them. I think we need to learn something from them. Because success is a mindset. Successful is daily actions. It's mantras. It's building. It's steps. It's a staircase. It's bricks in a wall. It's a lot of little things. A lot of people, I tell my players this all the time. Success is not one big thing. Success is lots of little things constantly over and over and over again. like complete repetition over and over and over, because over and over and over again wins. And the people who are successful, the people who win, the people who are those that we look at, that we talk about, that maybe we somewhere in our soul have a little dark spot of jealousy for them, we need to not. We need to check our egos at the door, and we need to respect and actually emulate what some of those people are doing. If you want what they want, you have to do what they do. Do you understand, Get Up Army? And I want you to win. I want you to move forward in life. And when we come back after this next break, I'm going to tell you a crazy story that happened yesterday as a head football coach, and a secret ingredient into winning. Because you're going to hear smash it, crush it, grind, think and grow rich, hustle your face off, you know, 2 hours of sleep, do whatever, you know. Motivation, discipline, tenacity, yes, all important. But there's one missing ingredient. And when we come back from this break, yo, I'm going to get at you hard. And I'm hoping that I'm going to turn a light on in a dim room and something that you can utilize for your own personal success. Let's get a Power Hour right here, 1520 WCHE. Be right back. Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, right here, 1520 WCHE, every single Mother Lovin' Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You jump on here, you send me the questions, you can call in, you can do whatever, and we are here to give you that weekly vaccination of positivity, of attitude, perspective, all the stuff that you need to get where you want to go, to smash your goals, to be successful, to take another step. And I implore you to take another step, because you deserve it. And you deserve what's out there. You know what's out there? Everything you want. It's all out there. It's all open for you. You just got to see it, and you got to believe it, and you got to work to go get it. And that's what I want to talk about. We were just talking about mindset, winning attitude, having that, you know, and look, I just did that little Han Solo text I gave to my wife, I know, and posted it on Facebook. Didn't get a whole lot of love from it, because I think people were like, oh, they're looking like it was cocky. And I didn't do it to get a whole lot of love. I did it to prove a point. And my point was, people will take – you can't – anytime somebody is feeling confident about something, if they tell you about it, then you're going to take it as cocky, is arrogant. Now, I don't tell people that, but you have to talk yourself into the positive aspect of whatever it is that you're doing. Now, I want to give a little something. I got a crazy, crazy story to tell you that happened yesterday. And this is like real time, alive, and this went down, and it blows my mind when I look back and think of it, because although I believe it and I know it, I didn't think it was going to really come to fruition the way it did yesterday. Okay. So, as a head football coach of a middle school program, you could imagine, the wheels come off almost daily. There's 50 to 60 boys that range from 12 to 14 and a half years old. And wow, you're talking emotions, you're talking hormones, you're talking mindset, you're talking growth, you're talking some kid needs to be kicked in the rear, another kid needs his arm put around him. And I think that's a head coach thing, or coaching in general, right? You need to know how to work with players and people and things like that. And I love our boys. They're great. Now, yesterday, we had an hour-long bus ride. Okay. So an hour-long ride is no piece of cake for anybody, but in addition to that, it's an hour long with 50 to 60, 12 to 14 year olds. Okay. And we're going to, talk about trying to keep focus. And look, we've been working too hard. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of teams, they'll go and they'll huddle up as a team and they get together and, you know, it's breakdown, you hit or whatever. You know what we break down on? Work. Because that's what we've been doing. Work. I want them to fall in love with the work. I want them to see the fruition of their work. I want them to realize that there's no lucky. And if there is, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I want them to feel that, learn that from a young age. And we want to make a good impression on them. So we're getting ready to do this bus ride yesterday. Okay. And I go back to look, the writings of the 1860s, Ralph Waldo Emerson, where he says, a man is what he thinks all day long. A man is what he thinks all day long. How do you see yourself? Because if you can't see it, you can't be it. It's so important. So I got the guys together, little pregame, you know, shenanigans before we get on the bus here, pull them in. And I was like, all right, guys. And I explained to them that what I'm about to tell you, and look, you're never going to get all their attention. You're just not. I mean, it's a math equation, right? It's like a piece of a pie. Like, you're not going to eat the whole pie, but you're going to get most of it, right? And you know, some of these kids they're all in, they're engaged, and some are just waiting for you to turn your back so they can laugh with their buddy. Like, that's what you deal with at that age. It just comes with the territory. And high school, we see this. So I pulled them all in and I said, I just want you guys to understand. Now, look, when I'm doing my thing, I mean, I speak at conferences. People pay me money to fly me places to talk to their businesses and sports teams and talk about mindset and attitude and all this stuff that I write about my books and do on my podcast. And so I said, guys, you know, all this, the discipline, all the stuff that we talk about all the time that's preached, that you see everywhere. Yes, it is so important. It's like when you're baking a cake, it's ingredients that go in. But there is one ingredient that I find is so overlooked, and it's probably the most important. It's so critical to your success that you have to really, really learn how to do this. And I'm going to challenge you guys to do this on this next hour long bus ride. And I am going to tell you right now, some of you will be able to do it. And some of you are not mature enough to do it. You're just not. And that's fine. But don't distract the people around you that are. And I'm going to challenge you. And here's what I want you to do. Ready, get up, Army? Lean in. Get close. I want you to do nothing. I want you to do nothing. I don't want you to laugh. I don't want you to joke. I want you to sit there silent. Now, I'm not telling you you have to. Do what you want. You do you, boo. Okay? This ain't a punishment. I'm not punishing you. I'm trying to give you a weapon you can use for your life. Sit there quietly for an hour. That could be torture for a kid, right? Sit there quietly, and I want you to create vision. We're not scrolling. We're not swiping. We're not talking. We're not laughing. We're not dancing to a song. You can have your earbuds in if you want. I don't care. But I want you to create vision for yourself. If you're a lineman, I want you to envision yourself making that pancake block 15 yards downfield where you drive the guy through the gate. If you're the running back, I want you picturing eating up yards like a Pac-Man, just crossing that strip over and over. If you're a QB, throwing. If you're a receiver, receiving. If you're a D-back, picking that thing off and taking it to the house, 70 yards for a pick six. Whatever it is, I want you to envision it. I want you to think about it. I want you to obsess on it. I want you to feel it. What does it feel like? What's it going to smell like? How do the cleats feel on your shoes? How are the stands going to sound when everybody's cheering for you? Like, I'm getting goosebumps right now. And you know what they're doing in the locker room? They're staring at me like this is a foreign language that they've never heard before. And I knew at that moment, okay, I got them. This is great. But now we got to get on the bus. So we're carrying water and med kits and ball bags and stuff. And there's a seventh grade and Timmy can't find his mouthpiece. And Joey, someone stole my cleat. Joey, I guarantee nobody wants your one freaking cleat. Okay? One? They just took one? What? So the handicapped kid wants to steal your shoe? No, Joey. Find your cleat. The bus is leaving. Like, that's what I deal with. Okay? Okay. But I just gave this great vision thing. So now we get on the bus. And I was stunned. Stunned. Do you know what happened for an hour? Nothing. Nobody talked. Nobody laughed. Nobody moved. I couldn't believe it. I thought they fell asleep. I'm serious. I turned around at one point, like 40 minutes in. 40 minutes. And I looked, and they're all just sitting there. And for the first time, they're just staring forward. Like, I'm talking an entire... I had the 8th grade bus, and I heard the 7th grade bus was the exact same way. I got 30 to 35 eighth graders just sitting there, just ready, thinking, no one really looking like they're in a great mood because they're getting ready to get at it. I looked at the offensive line coach. He looked at me and we were like, hmm. We get off the bus. I said, I've never seen that before. He goes, me neither. I said, oh. And then we put the pads on and we got off to a shaky start, but both teams walked out with a W yesterday. I mean, and it was just domination. And it was the most proudest moment of coaching this particular group. And I told him that. And I said, I want you to understand what, yes, put in the work. Yes, the discipline. Yes, go hard. Yes, get motivated. But you got to see it. You got to feel it. You got to become it. Because if you're going to do it, listen, when I was a pro wrestling ref with the WWE, I did that within 6 months of being in the industry. So Dan from Chester County, when you sent me something earlier, talk about being overwhelmed, trying to learn something new. Obsess on it. Create the vision. Feel it. Breathe it. Become it. That is such a key lost ingredient to success. So I want you to do something right now, Get Up Army, because we don't have much time left here. Only got a couple minutes. So I don't know what that is for you. I don't know if you're trying to win a football game. I don't know if you're trying to write your best-selling novel. I don't know if you're looking for the right thing to do in your relationship. I don't know if you're looking to go in and level up at work or at school or get that higher education or that raise or whatever. I don't know what you're looking to become, what you're looking to do. If you're trying to stop smoking, if you're trying to lose weight, if you just want to be healthy, if you want to be happy, if you want more money, I don't know what it is for you. But I want you to do something right now. This very second. If you're driving, pull over. I'll wait. Okay. We all are in this noise. It's constant noise. No screens, no music, no conversation, no people. And I want you to do Henry Ford, the guy that kind of took us from like horses and buggies. No one told the Amish where I live, but beside that, like everyone else went to automobiles. Okay. That guy, he said, thinking is one of the most hardest acts. Henry Ford said, thinking is one of the most hardest things to do. That's why most men don't engage in it. Sexist Henry Ford. What about the women? They could think too. But anyway, but my whole point is most people don't take the time to think and sit and envision and foster. So I want you right now, and I'm serious, and I do this one, and I'm going to go quick with this, but I do this with live seminars, and people cry. I want you to close your eyes. And I just want you to feel it, because that energy is important. What does it feel like? What's it going to be? What are you going to feel like? How's that going to feel when they're talking about you in a good way? When you're the one, what does it sound like? What are you wearing? You got to be specific with your vision. What clothes do you have on? Where are you? What's the environment? How's it feel inside? Like, you need to really think about this and ask yourself these questions and feel this consistently, because you can't be it if you can't see it. And I don't want you just seeing it. I want you feeling it. I want you becoming it. I want you owning it. Like you know. That this is your destiny, that this is your thing. And if you can start to do that, that is when the magic starts to happen. That's what our boys did yesterday. And I was stunned that they actually, A, were capable of doing it, because I haven't seen it all season. And it was the best results we've seen. And I'm so proud of them. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear about your success. I want to hear about what you're trying to do. Get Up Army, we're not promised more time. We're not given anything. We got to go earn it. And I want you to win. I'm here for you. I'm here for you every single day when I do my podcast. I'm here every single week. Jumping on here 1 to 2 p.m. at 1520 WCHE. And whatever it takes, you guys going forward, you call in, you keep sending me your stuff. Together, we're going to wrap this decade up with a bow on it. We're going to kick in the freaking door to the roaring 20s, and it is our time to shine. It is your time to own it. It's time to play big, because that playing small crap doesn't serve you. It never has. It's not going to in the future. And it's time for you to rise up. Because I said it at the beginning of the program, and I mean it, and I'm saying it again, and I'm sweating and spitting and yelling at you. You got two choices. You're either the hammer or you're the freaking nail. So which are you going to be? I said, which are you going to be? You are going to be the hammer. That's what you're going to be. And I want you to go hammer the rest of today, hammer the rest of this week, hammer the rest of this month. And I believe when we see you, it's going to be, is it going to be Halloween? Or are we going to be in the new month? I don't even know. It's going to be Halloween. The Get Up Power Hour is going to be ghouly and freaky, baby, next week. And I got something special for you next week, friends. Hey, I love you guys. I will see you next week, and I am always in your corner, Mark Hayford.